This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
God, I miss those, man. They still do it like in the preseason. It just doesn't hit the same in Vegas. It just doesn't. That's unfortunate.
I will say that the scariest walk I've ever had.
I like that.
So the scariest walk I've ever had in my entire life. After game four, when you come out of the Boston as the TD Garden or whatever it's called,
sure,
there's these cement stairs. And when I say there's nothing, it's just cement stair, cement stair, cement stair, zigzagging down. I'm up at the top of the 400s, the 300s, whatever. I'm touching the banners. That's how high to the roof I am. I'm by myself. The Warriors win. And this is a liquored up Friday night crowd. And it is 1230 at night because the game starts at 9 in Boston. Liquored up. I mean, they are feeling it. Yeah. And I have got my San Francisco Warrior yellow Wilt Chamberlain jersey on, number 13. And I am jamming down these stairs by myself. Now, you have to understand, everyone is piling out of these, out of the stands. And you could feel the people behind you. And you could hear them talking. Two nights prior at a hockey game, I watched some dude get knocked out. It was all over the internet from behind. And the poor guy did nothing. All you could hear was, yeah, Warrior fan. And they were, I don't even want to say it because I'm on radio. The explicit words that I was slurred were unreal.
Wow.
Unreal. And it was all the standard things that you would think about San Francisco and the region as a whole. And just everything you could think of. I am like, don't look back, don't look back, don't look back, don't look back. And the guy's like, yeah, you number 13, you number 13. And you could feel the group behind me as I'm not trying to run, but I'm trying to go down the stairs fast again. I hit the bottom floor. The door finally opens. There wasn't a cop in sight. And this giant guy puts his arm around me. And I could feel it. I go, oh my God, I'm not a big guy. And I look, and the guy's got the exact same jersey on as me. And he goes, what's up, man? I'm from San Francisco, too. We're walking out together. And I go, oh, my God. He's like, you a roaster. I'm a roaster. And, like, it was, I have the picture on my file somewhere. I've never been more scared walking out of an arena by myself in that setting.
I love this as a question, actually. I want to go to the phones. Let's do a rapid
fire. Because I was afraid I was going to get knocked out from behind.
That's part of the
experience. Because I was by myself.
But that's part of the experience, right?
And I wasn't talking smack. I was doing it. It's just, it was a Friday night, midnight, walking out. It was insane. And there's no cops anywhere. And it was cement stairs all the way down. I'm like, if I get thrown down these stairs, I will die.
888-957-9570. Scariest moments at an away game for you. I would love to hear that. It could be an away game like Joe Shasky mentioned, where it's right across the bay in Oakland, where you visit and drive through all the time. But just because you're wearing the different jersey, it's scary, man. 888-957-9570.
I got to find this guy's
There were some A's
photo.
And Giants games. I'll have that.
I had one.
There's some bleacher ones, whether it was at Oracle Park or AT&T then, or if it was at the Coliseum. I saw many of fisticuffs and fist fights.
Giveaway.
Yep.
Mikey Krucek's birthday. Giants A's at Oakland Coliseum. Mini bat giveaway. And I swear to God, there was mini bats being thrown around all over, fights everywhere. Right when you get across the walkway, you know exactly where I'm talking about.
Yes.
It bottlenecked, and it was Giants and A's fans going at it.
Jesus. 888
mini bat giveaway.
888-957-9570. We revert to toddlers with that stuff too, which is unfortunate. You just get a bat, like when you get like 5 or 4, it's like you can't help but like try to hit your sibling with it. It's like, let me do it. It's like, no. Like, and then you're the parent, you gotta grab that real quick. Like I was at the park yesterday with young Benjamin. It doesn't matter. These kids just find ways to weaponize things. He gets a stick, right? Just a stick. You don't have it. I didn't bring any toys to the park. He gets a stick and just starts smacking it against things. I was like, dude, what are you doing? Like what's the matter? Like, that's just what we do with kids, right? And then he gets another stick. He says, Dad, can we play lightsabers? I was like, okay, sure. And I just hold mine. And he starts whacking it. I was like, you're going to hurt yourself, kid. And what do you know? He smacks it too hard. And he hurts his hand. Ah! I was like, yeah, see, that's, I told you. That's what happens. Scariest moments at an away game for you. 888-957-9570. Again, I went to a Giants A's game out at the Coliseum. I want to say like a decade plus ago. When both teams are good. So that's the thing with this. When both teams are good,
it does make a difference.
Because when one team's bad, it's just like you just like
Giants Dodgers right. was one sided when I went, and it was like we weren't good, they were good. It didn't,
it didn't hit. But when both teams were good, like back in like 2012-13 ish, like when both like and the, like there was some more, there was some like hurt feelings from the A's that were really good, but they couldn't get it done, and the Giants were, and there was a big brother little brother energy there, and that added to it. I remember this guy getting sucker punched. And he just took it like a champ. I didn't know if it was a Giants or an A's fan. Absolutely sucker punched. They go at it. I had this last thing. It was just poor kid was just like crying because his dad got sucker punched or something. I was like, what are we doing here, guys? Like, just like be adults. And that was one of the memories I had too. There it is. Joe Shasky's showing me a picture right now of him selfieing. And that's when they won the title or what?
Game 4? Gutsiest win I've ever seen, Warriors. This was 6-10-2022.
That's good. Yeah, that was game 5. That was the decisive game.
No, game 4.
Oh, game 4. When they were going to go down potentially 3-1, they end up tying it, go back. Night.
One of my favorite ones. We did it, Joe.
We did
some of these pictures.
Didn't say that 4 years later, unfortunately. Alan Fairfield wants to join in the conversation. 888-957-9570. Al, the scariest moment at an away game for you was what? It doesn't have to be professional, by the way. This could be like a high school rivalry. It could be any game. Scariest away moment for you, Al, was what? Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, boss. How you doing? So I'm a Rams fan. So this is like 2008, 2009. I go to Candlestick. Rams versus Niners. I'm African-American. So people started throwing chicken at me.
What?
So I get a little upset, but I keep my cool. Two guys in front after Steven Jackson touchdown tell me to shut the fuck up.
Can't say that, unfortunately. Well, but hey, you know what? Shut the bleep up, Alan Fairfield. He was getting to the story there. Well, it was going to be a good one. Call back another day, Al. Unfortunately, we can't be doing that. But you know what? I like the passion there, and that's what fans do. You were just mentioning Joe Shasky. They're chanting. They're saying everything they can. I don't think 1998 Steven Jackson was a part of that team, so maybe it was a different year.
So here's the guy, Miles Gordon.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Helped escort me out. I'm trying to find it.
Miles Gordon.
Look how big he is.
You guys wear the same jerseys too?
The exact same jersey. He put his arm around me and helped me out of TD Garden in the sense of like, we're going out of here together.
There you go.
It was the two. He was sitting alone. I was sitting alone.
There is something about.
How incredible is that? Come on. I can't make this up.
There is something about just finding
my guy,
a fan
my
base.
My guy saved me that night.
Having like being a fan at an opposing arena and like, you guys just having a good time. Like, it could be a couple rows behind, or like, you guys just look at each other, though, mid.
You become friends.
You become friends out of nowhere. It doesn't matter your background, your ethnicity.
100%.
You're all going all in, and everyone else around you is hating you, and it's a good feeling. It really is. Now, you don't want to do anything to jeopardize that. So there's a way to cheer, I think. You don't want to, there is a way to root at an opposing fan base that I do believe. Like, you can't be belligerent drunk. You can't be doing anything stupid. You can't be like hooting and hollering.
But you got to know where you're going.
Yes.
So like, for example, like and when I went into Boston by myself, it's like, I kind of know what I'm up against here, right? If I'm walking into the Miami, what is it? It's not even called United Airlines anymore. What is it called? Pornhub.com?
No, they were thinking about that, or yeah. Like Bang Bros or something. Yeah, go ahead.
It was. Yeah. No joke.
Yeah.
It was crypto.
It was FTX Arena
FTX,
for a second.
Yeah. Point being, it's like, I don't think I would feel... Not that I'm going to go out there talking smack. That's just kind of not what I do when I go to games. But I wouldn't feel as nervous as I would going to a Philadelphia Eagle game.
Right.
That's a playoff game.
Right.
Where they're liquored up and it's 4:00 in the afternoon.
Yeah. No, it's a good point. Rick and E, we're going to get to you in a second. 888-957-9570. Rapid fire. Scariest moments at an away game as we have a revenge game in Miami for the Golden State Warriors. I don't think the Miami crowd, to your point, is known for being cantankerous, if you will. But there's going to be some hard feelings tonight from a lot of the fan base. And I think Jimmy Butler is going to be hearing a lot of boo birds when he first touches that ball and walks it up the court. 888-957-9570. Scariest moments at an away game. Rick is in Mountain View. He has an away game story. What's up, Ricky? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's going on, guys? So it's 1996, old RFK Stadium. Niners playing. I went to school out there. Niners are playing the Redskins. Niners win in overtime. And I'm telling you, trying to get out of that stadium, because I didn't have a car, took the Metro back in those days. And talk about beer cans, little kids swearing at me. I mean, just everyone just mobbing around. I had a buddy of mine who wasn't even a Niners fan. We got two tickets. He's like, he told me was to get to the Metro. He goes, you ever get tickets again, don't ever call me to do this again. It was crazy.
Oh, my God.
But, you know, I was probably egged it on a little bit, being a, you know, 18, 19-year-old from the Bay, you know, with a great win. Old, you know, Steve Young led that comeback in overtime. So it was great, but luckily walked out and not too bad, but definitely scary moment.
Love that. Rick and Mallory, we're doing scariest moments at an away game. And you can call or text. Again, it's the same number to call or text, 888-957-9570.
So NFC Championship game. I don't know if I've told this one on air. This is a me and Bonte story. We were leaving the Philly, the Link, which is an incredible stadium. And you got to remember, not only is it like a playoff game and they win and they advance, they're going to the Super Bowl. So like the city is going to explode.
Correct.
Okay. It's going to explode. We get into this Uber. Okay. Just to get the hell out of town and just get out of the way, get back to the hotel. All the streets are super thin and super narrow. I mean, the boss could tell you this.
Sure.
We piled in all of Bonte's buddies, half and all his buddies. There had to be six or seven of us in this little tiny like RAV4. All right. The Uber driver. I hate Eagle fans. All right. We're going down. The game ends. We're stuck in the middle of the block. All of the bars are exploding out onto the street. We're in the middle of the car and it's like a zombie apocalypse. They start shaking the car because they see we're all in our Niner gear. I'm not making this up. Call Bonte right now.
Friday.
She jumps out of the car. I swear to God. Pulls her gun out of her purse.
Oh my God.
And the entire crowd backs up. This is also the night I learned you can only maximum tip on Uber so much. Because we went to give her the greatest maximum tip of all time. She gets in the car after everyone backs up. I'm not making this up. Ask Bonte. She goes in reverse down the street and people are like flying all over the place. We had to get police escorted back to the hotel. It was the most insane cab ride, Uber drive I've ever been in. Ask Bonte. I swear to God, this is true. We had people
9 o'clock Friday. Bonte's studio.
I need half.
Half was there.
It was the most insane. She said, "Don't worry, I keep the heater on me," or something like that. Jumped out of the freaking Uber in the middle of, like I said, like in a zombie apocalypse of Eagles fans, and flashed the gun in the air. I swear to God, I can't make
this up. That is the greatest Uber driver. 5 stars. Immediately.
I think Max tips 100, and that's what we did.
And then you had to go like, I was like, what kind of cash you got?
Yeah, none of us had cash. Right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I swear to God, smart, she was the most real Uber driver of all time.
In Philly, too, of all places,
It felt like a Jason, was it Jason Statham?
Yeah, Jason Bourne. Yeah, whatever. Or Statham, yeah, either one, doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly, that's what it felt
transporter,
like.
Transporter? That's
it
what it was.
Incredible.
It was the transporter, Jason Statham.
And no
Statham,
joke,
classic.
We got a police escort across the street, and they were firing things at us, the police, everything. She was the most unbelievable Uber driver of all time.
We're talking scariest moment.
I can't make this up, nothing's, I swear to God.
Nothing is topping that.
I swear to God.
I don't think anything can top that. If someone could top that story, scariest moments at an away game, 888-957-9570, call or text. Let's go to E in San Jose. He's got an away game story. What's up, E? What you got?
Mine seems pretty tame compared to Shasky's just now, but I showed up to an A's game at the Coliseum, decked out in Giants gear. Plot twist, not playing the Giants. I was 22, just keep that in mind. And I'm out getting some beers, getting some food, and I get surrounded by about 15 A's fans that are just waiting for me to finish to take that beer, pour it on my head, whatever. So I befriended a couple of Oakland's finest, and even they didn't want to help me. They were like, yeah, all right, come with us. So it got pretty hairy there for a minute, but then I wrapped my arm around Oakland's finest, and he walked me out of there. It was pretty nice.
There you go. That's E from San Jose.
That's smart.
Again, I like... sneakily really like very contentious when both teams are good. A's Giants games, very like there's a lot of
no doubt,
there's a lot, especially
let's go Oakland,
right? Yeah, and it'd be let's go, yeah,
let's go Giants, Giants. Really it goes good. Back and forth,
be really
we,
fun
I, we god we miss this
I know
so much.
That's what I'm gonna say. It's not gonna be the same as Sacramento, god. Right, it's just not gonna
and
hit.
I'm seeing their yellow hats and it's just
I know they brought back the yellow jerseys instead of the golden jerseys.
It makes me angry.
I know. Did you see that they like decked out the stadium a little more? So they're gonna have real grass in Sacramento. They added the scoreboard and the lights. It actually looks nice.
No, but, it looks great.
But they're also charging for a minor league park there. I was like, what are we doing here? Cedric is at Chase Center as you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the Free Odyssey app. And we are broadcasting live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Cedric, as you know. This is an awesome conversation. Scariest moments at an away game. What's the scariest moment at an away game for you, Sed? What you got?
This is Caesar.
Oh, what's up, Caesar? That's fine. Caesar, what you got?
Was it the Roman Coliseum?
What's up, Shasky? What's up, Joe?
What's up, dog?
Away, it's actually a home game, Candlestick, Raiders, Niners, 2011 with my 2-year-old daughter. Guys are bashing their heads in. I got a 2-year-old. My ex-wife would never let me take that little girl back to a Raider game. She just went to Warrior games after that, never a football game.
That was the famous preseason game.
Yeah, no, yeah, there's a reason.
We used to print the tickets off StubHub, remember?
Yep, the big
in the
printer.
White. You'd like unfold the whole white ticket.
Yep.
There were literal $1 tickets.
It's crazy. No, that was back when they were both teams like we're not good at some point too. Like it's just you couldn't sell people to go to those games. Even the regular season games were depressing. I remember there was one at the Coliseum. I think it was the Singletary era. It was Raiders, Niners at Candlestick. It was just a slop of a mess of a field. Raining. Everyone was miserable. Like, even the Niners were winning, but the fans weren't even happy. Like, no one was happy at those games.
Joe, I'll never forget. Lamont Jordan made the worst effort I've ever seen in my life on a backwards pass. He gave up mid-play, and it was just, it epitomized where the early OO Niners and Raiders were. As I think Tuli Bantakane picked it up. I know that's a sentence. Lamont Jordan and Tuli Bantakane.
Right. I remember.
He just had to be there.
Who was there? Was that the Andrew Walter era?
It might have been Arizona State. He's the next snake.
So bad.
Jake the Snake Plumber.
JP Losman was there. Losman. Oh my God. There's so many bad quarterbacks. So like many. If you just had a collection of quarterbacks from the Raiders and Niners
from
the 2000s.
Well, don't forget, Nick Mullins ended the final battle of the Bay. Nick Mullins went 3 touchdowns, I think 300 yards. It was like the greatest first performance of all time.
remember they called in Brett Favre to talk to him on air? He's like, we got Brett Favre on the phone to talk to you, Nick.
The best was I think Derek Carr gets sacked and Cassius Marsh did his karate chop thing. Remember when that was a thing?
Bruce Irvin got traded immediately after that game because the effort might have been the worst effort I've ever seen in my life.
Oh man. That was one of the saddest entrances ever into a game that I've ever had.
Right.
Was the final Raider Niner game. Yeah. It was just sadness.
So sad.
The whole place, both teams stunk.
It was bad.
And it was just sadness.
415. Not scary for my sake, but late 90s week night, Giants-Dodgers game at the stick. Giants lose. Dodgers fan is talking a world of crap and proceeds to walk into a porter potty. The porter potty gets tipped over with the Dodgers fan in it. The Dodgers fan tries to get out of the porter potty. One guy comes flying, jumps on the door so the Dodgers fan can't get out, and two of his buddies proceed to flip the porter potty door down. Oh my God.
That's like a nightmare.
That
story.
Sounds awful.
That sounds like the worst possible experience.
No, that's the image you have in your head is Steve-O and Jackass. Anyone? No?
Yes, I know exactly.
That's exactly what I think of. Oh, that's awful. Oh, like I've heard of that happen. Like people going like mosh pits and stuff. Like concerts and stuff like that happens. Not in a game, though.
There's a story, and the name will be unnamed because I don't know if he wants this out there, but I know a guy who a lot of people used to sneak into Candlestick.
That was Chris Collinsworth. Now here's a guy.
And one of the final games at Candlestick, this guy jumped over one of the fences and landed and broke both his ankles.
Oh, my God.
Candlestick, again, if you didn't experience it, you don't understand it.
No, that and the Coliseum.
Yeah,
again,
they're just.
By the way,
the last of the great multi-purpose stadiums.
You can still experience the Coliseum, Oakland Roots games at home over there. I went to this past weekend, had a blast. Benny, Nora, take your kids, take your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your husband, your wife. Doesn't matter. It's a great, going back to the Warriors, it's a great time out at the Oakland Roots game. Sick bicycle kick goal, by the way. I'm all ready for World Cup next year, Joe Shasky, Levi Stadium. Yeah. Talking real quick, as we're talking about the fan experiences, like, it's nothing compared to going overseas and going to like an English Premier League game.
Well, yeah.
They divide the stadiums and they have security.
And you're not allowed to have alcohol.
No, you can't. Like, in South America, there's levels to like fan vitriol and hatred. Like, we don't, it's nothing.
That's a little too much for me.
No, but it's part of it. It's baked into it.
No, like, I hear you, but that's a little too much.
It's too much, but you're going to be feeling it. You're going to be decked out in your red, white, and blue next year, maybe if the Levi's Stadium, if we're lucky enough for the USA to play over there. And maybe they're playing, I don't know, Colombia. Colombian fans take that stuff seriously, man. Like, it'll be fun.
Yeah.
But you're gonna be about that action, Joe Shasky. You're gonna feel it. Baby LJ, you're gonna do the red, white, and blue, by the way, the face paint with LJ. You're gonna be decked out in there.
Dude, I'm so pumped to start taking him to all these games.
It's gonna be fun, huh? It's gonna be great. SFA drummer.
Can't wait for these pilgrimages.
SFA drummer has an away game story. We're doing scariest away game moments as a fan.
888-957-9570. Real quick before we go to Bay Drummer, Phoenix. I've been to a Warriors Suns game and I've been to a Diamondbacks Giants game. It is like hey, how you doing? Come sit down.
70-year-old.
Let's hang out.
70-year-old white tech bro named Jerry is not scaring me.
It's incredible. I've also heard great things about Denver.
Denver, okay.
I've heard Colorado games are awesome.
Exactly. Yeah, well, you're
very inviting.
You're a mile high up, brother. You can feel it, man.
We've sucked for years.
Well, your boy Michael Malone, dude. You love him, too. You can't get enough Michael Malone. Exactly, man. You can feel it up here, dude. You can feel the energy, brother.
5,278.
What's up, SFA drummer? What you got? What's your away game story?
Joe and Joe, good morning. This is in 2015 of the Steph Curry-led first championship run.
Yeah.
And I was at the Houston Rockets game on Memorial Day when it flooded. So it wasn't during the game. Well, he got concussed, so that was a little bit scary. But after the game... So I lived maybe like 20 minutes across from where Toyota Center is, the house of Steph Curry. You know, he owns that place. It was flooding everywhere on the street. And so I had to park at a Walgreens up the street to my house. It was like 4 o'clock in the morning by the time I got on my side of town.
Man.
And I didn't walk into my house at 5 o'clock. And then I had to wake up for an 8 o'clock shift working at my job the next day. And then also, hey, Joe, you're going to be proud of me. I'm going to the Astros and Giants. You know, I always got to support the Bay Area when they come out here. So I'm going to be the loudest one in my section saying, let's go Giants. hopefully we have a good, decent batting order that makes sense so we can start getting some runs.
SFA drummer, they still got the trash cans out there? They still doing that out in Houston?
No, they're not. Fallen off. They're good. Not that good anymore.
Good. So yeah, it makes me very happy.
I just rip my Giants.
That's right. Let's go.
Let's go Giants.
That's SFA drummer. He's a diehard Giants fan. I know he's gonna be fired up here.
Well, they got new City Connects coming out.
Yeah, what are they gonna review? I saw the Washington National ones. Horrible.
They're awful.
I actually like the older, like the gray with like the cherry blossoms.
Yeah, those were cool. I like the new Astro jerseys.
Those are clean classics.
Really good.
Those are really nice. Good, yeah. I don't think the Astros are gonna be. Yeah, like that's a AL West. Sneakily, we talked. By the way, if you missed any, we did talk a lot of baseball. First hour 15 of the show, you can find it on the Odyssey app or on YouTube. Do the rewind feature there. We talked a lot of baseball this morning prior to the Jimmy Butler revenge game factor. And AL West, like we're talking the NL West, we're talking the A's Giants. A's got action this year. I'm not sleeping on it. I think you said they're over under win total 71.5. Hammer the over there. Absolutely.
I think they're the dark horse to win that division.
Yeah, it'd be fun. Like, again,
Rangers, Astros. I like the A's.
Lawrence Butler, got that guy. Talking about rising phenom, and they got them. We got him extended for the cheap. Was it 6 years? Like $6 million, something like that. He's going to be one of those players you're alluding to that a lot of people can gravitate towards you. A young African American player, too,
yeah.
With swag, with power, with all of that. 888-957-9570. Jimmy Butler revenge game. That was fun. That was a lot of people had a lot of stories. The Porter Potty one, that I'm going to have nightmares about that, actually, just thinking about that. Just getting like a peanut lodged up the nostril.
Look at that. The Candlestick parking lot is legendary.
Yes.
For a variety of reasons.
Both, yeah.
I watched on a little tube TV with Donnie Dacaday and his brother Mike Dacaday, because the radio was always 30.
Great name, Dacaday.
Oh, the Dacadays are the man, dude. I love that family. And he had the little transistor television,
sure,
with the generator. The Giants were playing the Braves, and the Niners, I believe, were playing the Eagles on Sunday Night Football. And you have to remember, the radio is like 30 or 45 seconds ahead of the television. So right, everyone's listening to the Giants game as we're going to go into the Niner game. And we heard the Brooks Conrad missing of the ball on the Buster Posey grounder. And then we saw it. It was incredible. It was like one of the most incredible moments. I saw my buddy Rocco get heat stroke and have like five bags of saline in the parking lot. I mean, I saw so many. My boy Mikey C used to skateboard from the Excelsior all the way into Hunter's Point every single weekend with a 40 in his hand. The stuff I saw in the parking lot, my dad brought a couch. One time, we barbecued and left the couch there. We left the couch there, and everyone, it was there against the Cleveland Browns. It's like a 100-degree game in October. Like, I've seen it all at Candlestick. I've bought CDs from RBL Posse. I bought T-shirts. I've bought, you know, beer, the other.
RBL
cops everywhere. Shout out Danny Manning.
Real quick, Carter, you know what RBL stands for? I'm quizzing you right now.
No idea.
Ruthless by law.
Come on, man.
Gotta be better.
Come on, you gotta be better than that. You're a San Francisco guy too. I didn't even grow up in San Francisco and I knew that.
The Collie parking lot and Candlestick parking lot are the two greatest parking lots of all time.
Not even close. I will throw their tailgates, both of those like venue tailgates. Anyone. Like, that's, unfortunately, that's the thing with Levi's that's probably missing the most, right? Like, and you're a Levi's guy, and you look like you have a great time.
The parking lot's fun, but it's not. It's just different.
It's just different.
It's different.
It's unfortunately, and that's the truth there. It's different. There's no really tailgating at Miami, I wouldn't think. Maybe there is this tailgate. Maybe it's going to be extra motivated tonight. We got one more segment to go here.
You know
here.
What it is, Joe, for me?
What is it? What is it
the
for
old
you,
school parking lots, you know what it is?
What is it?
It's the bootleg merch.
Yeah.
That's what it is for me.
And I was seeing that when I was doing the Oakland Roots game.
That's what I'm saying.
They had old Raider gear still.
You come across the BART ramp, and there's all the bootleg merch.
That's great.
And it's like, yeah, I'll take a beanie for $5.
Right?
I'll take one of those Ricky Henderson shirts for $10.
I got the Ricky, everything I learned about stealing, I learned in Oakland. It was clearly spray painted right before on there with the stencil. Sell for $10. Yeah, I'm going to wear that. It's one of the greatest shirts I own. And the great stuff about those ones, too, is they last. Like,
They last.
I don't know why, but they do.
I have a Tupperware. We should actually go through it. I have a huge Tupperware in the basement of all the old shirts that I bought at Candlestick that I'm passing down to my son.
I love that. That's great. We'll get into that on the other side. We got one more segment to go. Speak now for every hold your peace when it comes to Jimmy Butler revenge game. Is it a big game for you, or is it just another one in the standings? And Stephen Curry, how important is it that he does play tonight? And if he doesn't play, I need Jimmy Butler to have that peak Jimmy Butler game. I need playoff Jimmy tonight is what I need to see. 888-957-9570. That's what's coming up on the other side. We're going to wrap it all up and hand it off to Steiny and Goo, brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.